here.
Yeah, you gotta turn up the volume on this. Okay.
Oh, and so you have a little thing like that?
No. You have a special headphone.
No helmet?
The more headphones that get plugged in, the louder we gotta turn it up.
You realize you can like taco punches in the middle of this, right?
We've had far worse than taco punches.
Well, yeah, because of Jim, I'm sure.
Chucky.
Remember the first time you saw this movie?
Me?
Yeah. Try and talk into the mic when you tell us. Because we're taping now.
I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was quite some time ago.
I was...
Mexico!
Come here!
Let's see, I was... This came out in 1989, I believe. So,
89?
I believe so.
Well, you were 89 and now, what are you, Benjamin
no,
Buttons?
Pay attention. The movie came out in 89.
You tell me
so.
To pay attention and I have an object in my hand that I can beat you with.
Yeah. You know, I'm so used to your threats that don't bother. Yeah, so 1989, because I saw it the year it came out.
I didn't see it until a couple years after that.
Hey,
my parents went and saw it before,
movies.
When it was in the theater. I didn't see it in the theater, but my parents saw it before, and it was a movie that I was supposedly not allowed to see. So, of course, when it came out on VHS, it was the first movie I went to.
Like I said, it can't be any worse than when your mom picked up movies.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're hearing different voices, and you're probably wondering, what the hell is going on? Well, first of all, Chef CJ is back!
Oh,
yay! And she brought no food.
That's not true. My husband brought food for me. Just none for you this
and
time.
And that's the other voice. Our new friend, Scott.
You don't have a spiffy name like I do yet.
Probably a good thing.
Probably.
We could call him the boy who belongs to CJ.
When did this become like one of those absolute bad porn title names?
I was thinking the worst Harry Potter name ever. He who shall not be named. The boy who belonged to CJ. Okay, so we are watching Child's Play and Hit Play in 3, 2, 1, play. I was never scared by this movie, but I like the concept of it.
My sister and parents always thought I was weird because I would laugh at horror films.
I'm telling you, he's a kindred spirit of yours.
Yeah, really.
We should have watched Wrong Turn. I already
Bad
had
kitty.
Practice at that one.
Bad kitty.
Don't you just want to go cuddle it?
I do.
Yeah, I know.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow, this is starting so slow.
I never noticed he's had lettuce until she pointed it out.
There's green stuff in my taco. I don't know what it is, but it's green and it tastes like love.
I don't think I've ever actually ate one of these in light.
They're not meant to be seen, just tasted, and even barely at that.
I don't of these ones are...
Tom Holland. He's the new Spider-Man.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the kid who's playing Peter Parker, his name's Tom Holland.
Oh, I thought it was something... I knew it was Tom, but I didn't know...
I thought it was Andrew...
No, he's out.
He's out.
Oh, they ousted him?
Yep. Yeah, he's out. Marvel has a little bit of control on Spider-Man, and he's going to be in Captain America, in the new Captain America.
You ever notice in these movies, no one is a good shot ever?
The clothes are so dated. They're so very 80s.
Ooh, he shot him in the knee.
No. Check out those shoes.
Oh, it's in the back of his thigh.
He shot him in the ass cheek.
Oh. Yeah, but just the left one.
Yeah.
No,
and now he's limping on his right.
He's wearing pimp shoes. I'll hide behind this.
Is that John Malkovich?
No.
Kind of looks like him.
Cop didn't see me. I just hid behind here. Is that Prince Humperdinck? That is!
You didn't notice that?
No! I have not seen this movie in years. The bullet didn't even hit the lock. Hi, honey. We started the movie without you.
You're not missing much.
So far, we've seen Pimp Shoes and Prince Humperdinck.
Pimp Shoes and Prince Humperdinck.
Yeah. Dread Pirate Roberts is pretty soon.
I like the whole lot of Chucky dolls. But I like how the one on the end doesn't look right.
You mean that one?
No.
None of them look
right. No, but if you look back, the last one in the box on the left didn't have brown hair. And
he was leaning
like a bob cut.
Well, what's funny is
that was the slightly lesbian one.
Well, the thing is the good guys dolls, they were supposed to have like different kinds, like the cabbage. You remember Cabbage Patch
Kids? Yeah.
They were supposed to be like that, but apparently they could only make the one doll.
Would you like to come sit on the couch, honey? Sure. Let me grab my.
He just found a period penny.
A what? I'm sorry. I'm
a period.
Hold on.
She's walking through the store.
There we go. What? Less is more for me.
Scott got it. That's all that matters.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to make sure your wife didn't sit on the damn microphone with her ass.
You son of a bitch.
Killed my father. Prepare to die.
You shot my ass cheek. Prepare to die.
This looks like it was filmed in F.A.O. Schwartz. This gives me a whole new meaning to going to one of those toy stores now.
Ooh, Barbie and the Rockers.
Oh my god. I actually think I had one of those. Yeah.
If I can just squeeze my head through, I think I can make it. He's got an abnormally large forehead.
He also has hair from 1980.
Well, this was... Hey, look, it's a good guy's riveting gun.
See, like half of them have weird hairdos.
I think I know where he is. Good guy, Avalanche.
Gee, we're only two people in the store. Where did that noise come from?
Where's Waldo? Find Waldo.
I've got an idea. I'm going to molest this doll. I'm going to show the doll where I was touched.
Here. Here. Not here, but here, 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 and here.
Twice here.
You're dirty.
This wasn't so much a touch as a nuzzle.
A nuzzle. Oh, look. Ghostbusters.
It's the cloud effect from every scary movie ever.
Does anybody speak Latin Italian?
You know, he kind of looks like what Chucky would grow up to be if Chucky were real.
Yeah.
Just shoot the dude before he finishes it. Oh, wait, then we wouldn't have a movie and it'd be like...
And this is how Chucky became the Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
Because every criminal knows some kind of ancient ritual changes. Oh yeah, to a doll.
When you decide to become a criminal, you go through a class.
It's in the criminal handbook.
Damn it! I knew I've missed out on something.
Right after Secret Lair and Minions.
Mind,
Switching your soul 201.
Body switching. That was weird. All this damage and I am completely unhurt.
Right, but not a single toy lives.
Skee ball! Ooh, Ghostbusters Ecto 1!
Ooh, look, a big wheel!
I think I saw a Volvo dump truck in there.
We know where there's a whole lot of them. Down by Costco.
He knows.
That's where the name came from. No one suspects the doll. Unless you watch Demonic Toys, Doll Man.
Puppet Master.
Puppet Master.
I was going to say, you should have brought that. I've got the answer.
That's the collection. Same... The same dinosaur they stepped over in the store.
I know. Hey, he had a fire truck.
They made a freaking cartoon for this. That kid is unbelievably adorable. You just want to punch him.
Not really. I just want to stick his hand in the toaster and let it go.
Said that he has all the Puppet Masters here.
Oh. Mommy showed me how to make toast.
Well, at least he's not trying to make Jell-O.
Mommy said I had to make my own breakfast while Uncle Larry was with her upstairs.
I don't think he poured enough.
Just wait, we gotta add the half gallon of milk to it.
Half the gallon.
I told you.
And the sugar. On the sugar cereal.
Okay, James, which one of us taught him how to eat? You or I? Or was it a combination?
A little column A, a little column B.
You showed him the milk, I'll show him the sugar.
Jesus, that's a big
hit. Oh my God.
Is that Jeff Giannola?
That's what happens when Chucky fucked Barney.
I love that movie. Came out with Harry Met Sally.
Had one of the biggest catchphrases started with Chucky and now and then it went to Home Improvement.
Heidi ho.
Yeah.
Heidi ho, neighbor. Oh, look, burnt toast, my favorite.
Smoking toast.
Goes good with sugar on sugar. Oh.
Everybody needs 5 pounds of butter with one piece of toast.
That's the only way you're supposed to eat smoking toast.
I like how the orange juice is just like flying out. But look, the cup is magically refilled.
Yeah.
Can I open that yet? Can I open that yet? I made you breakfast. It's delicious.
He just kicks the door open. Get up, bitch! I made you breakfast.
It's delicious.
Just lick the floor, you'll find out.
Mommy's dead now.
Look, Mommy, I know you had a late night at the bar and the strip club and all that, but damn it, get up.
Yes, but look, it's sunny out.
Nothing cures a hangover like sunlight.
You vampire bitch. Get up.
Mommy, were you out with drunk dad?
Where's Jim when you need him?
Last night was heroin dad, not drunk dad.
Actually, heroin dad is actually strung out boy. Drunk dad sidekick.
Yeah.
Look at, I love this. I love this. The butter just... right into the cereal.
Which, you know, would probably... I'm okay with that because if she went to take a bite of that, I probably would have lost my tacos.
No, Mom, I hate this. I'm going to tell the social worker.
I was going to say, yeah. Today she would be, like, arrested.
Yeah. Is this considered sexual assault?
I was
going to
say...
In the 80s, this was love.
Are we going to get...
Nowadays, it's...
Are we going to get in trouble for, like, child porn, though?
Well, he still has his clothes on, technically.
She pulled him up.
That's true.
Yeah, we saw his tum-tum. No,
because I know what this one is, Mommy.
If I start with the smaller one first, the movie won't go anywhere.
Yay, tissue paper. What the hell, you cheap bitch.
Now that I can relate to. No.
Look at that look of just pure loathing and disappointment.
What have you
My folks
done?
Did that to us. They got this huge box. I mean, absolutely huge. Filled it full of encyclopedias and two McDonald's watches. We were thinking we were getting something good, and here we open this damn thing. Here's like all the books in the house and two watches in the bottom of it.
Disappointment. I wanted a good guy. Well,
it
guess what?
Looks like Chuck
we're on welfare, and Mommy wants a better job. Life is full of disappointment. Get over it.
Hey, today's welfare, they do better than I do. I work my ass off.
Today, but back then. She doesn't make a lot working the perfume counter. She just left all that jewelry there.
Yep.
When she comes back, she's got no job. Where'd you get the doll? It was in a fire sale. $30 and 10 minutes behind this dumpster. Now, where's my crack money? Jesus, those teeth.
I don't think I want to know how that would detach enough for me to steal.
No.
Detachable penis.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Pink Bowtie is not happy. Look, we were having special woman alone time. Well, maybe if you hadn't left the jewelry out, you wouldn't have to work on Saturdays. He's the Lumberg of the store.
No.
If I can get those expense reports, that'd be great.
Excuse me, you have my stippler? I want my stippler back.
That's Chucky. I was told I could kill at a reasonable volume.
But only reasonable.
Did anyone here have a snowsuit like that? Like the overalls and then the jacket?
I had the overalls, but I never had like one quite like that.
That would have been great if he like tried to go through the door.
I think
it
would have been better if he just like took his own head off.
Well, we put batteries in his ass. I'm sorry, if that doll was real, that was the creepiest thing ever.
That's actually almost creepier than Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what this was based on. There was, like, Teddy Ruxpin, and there was another doll like that, that they kind of created this movie based around. Dead babysitter.
You ever notice the babysitters usually get it first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all types of movies.
True. I will give you that.
Some movies, they get it better than others.
I like how the news back then had two more cameras of the news guy.
Yeah, well.
Because you needed to see him from his left profile, his right profile, and his frontal profile.
I'm waiting
just
for
to
the
make
one
sure
to see
they...
him from the back.
No, because that's where his bald spot is.
Yeah. Come on, Chucky, we have to go to bed. Together.
How about before we go to bed, we steal some cookies? Let's live wild. Sure he does.
That kid's got some really crappy toys. Don't disrespect the doll.
Well, at least she's doing that to the doll and not the child because...
Wait.
They're dressed alike.
Oh, I thought he hit his head. Doesn't he hit his head?
Right there.
Look at the arms detached.
You broke Chucky!
Now Chucky gets to break you.
That's an unfortunate looking scene. Chucky, do you like it from behind?
He just has to dress up like a Catholic priest.
That's Halloween. Spit half of it.
That's how you brush your teeth, huh, James?
No, I do it like Pee Wee Herman. Mad dog! Who turned on the TV?
Chucky's back, though.
This movie is not aged well.
No.
Her hair is entirely too big.
What is his fascination with the news, exactly?
Because he's watching the story about himself. About him. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Damn it. See if she breaks his arm again. Okay, apparently mom's into making all kinds of disgusting alcohols. Did you check out his sweet bike?
Yeah.
It's not funny, kid.
Oh, it's way better than the stripper fireman nightlight he's got in the background.
Hey, strippers like to get wild.
I don't know. Out of everything in there, including the Chucky doll that's kind of creepy in itself, the clown pop-up thing is what gets me.
I think it's funny that one of Chucky's eyes is off. Aha! I caught you!
And the fish that goes swimming fast because he knows something's about to happen.
Yeah, see the right eye is like sunken in a little bit more than the left?
Yeah.
Aww. Just story of a boy and his blow-up doll.
I love you, Chucky. Please don't rape me when I sleep.
Chucky's teeth need to be whitened.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was just a bad paint job in general.
Oh, they forgot to brush his teeth. That was his brother's.
That was his first family. Aunt Maggie's waiting for heroin boyfriend to come over.
Not with that book she's reading.
Someone's planning to be a crazy cat lady.
She's missing is a big package of bonbons.
She finished those before Andy went to bed.
Well, did you see that she was eating like half the cake? It's his damn cake.
It's her cheat day, okay?
Oh my god, really? We had cheat days back then?
Aha!
Oh wait, because back then, none of us gave a shit. We just ate whatever the fuck we wanted.
Whatever we wanted.
Speedy Von Chucky.
Pretty much.
Underlay.
Yeehaw! Bitch gonna get it.
Cause anyone can move a chair over a rug like that without fucking up the rug. Even when you're trying, you can't do that.
Chucky knows the ghost from Poltergeist.
I guess.
Andy's dead.
Andy's unavailable right now.
I'm your Andy now.
There is only Zool right now. I'm sorry.
She does kind of look like Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters, doesn't she?
With that hairdo, yeah.
I think they all had the same hairdo and the same hairstylist back then.
Yeah. I think so.
What would you like? Maybe something sleek. Oh, how about this? Poof.
It came with the script.
It was made the same year, wasn't it?
No, Ghostbusters was 84, but...
The second one
came out in 89, so...
Yeah.
But her hair wasn't like that in the second one.
No, that was more like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Although she had to shave her head for the Alien series.
Yeah.
She's expecting Peter Venkman to show up. Dr. Venkman, would you like to check the fridge? Who put this doll in there?
This is what happens when you become a crazy cat lady without the cat.
The lesson here is when the child you're babysitting says his doll wants to watch the news, let the doll
watch the
news.
Watch the damn news.
Well, look, it's snowing.
Well, Chucky was able to cut the line. He just wasn't able to snort it yet.
I knew it! I knew Mom was a coke dealer!
Well, that just was a waste of a bunch of money.
That's like $10,000 on the floor right there. Everything's fine. Your ex showed up. I gave him a Hummer. He paid your rent. We're good. Oh, your pimp called. You're on call tomorrow night.
Is anyone else frightened that the mother of the kid that has a Chucky doll is the same lady who apparently gave birth to the Seven Heaven crew of Jessica Biel and all those fucks?
Oh my god, that is her, isn't it?
Seriously? Do you ever watch any of your fucking movies?
No, I watch them, but I never, like, associate. That's not her.
That is her!
Yeah, the blonde's the mom from Seventh Heaven.
The blonde is the mom from Seventh Heaven.
She had some work done then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I hadn't heard half of that.
Well, what, Seventh Heaven didn't come out for what? 12 years after
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Long time afterwards, but yeah.
She developed a little bit more. It wasn't surgery.
You mean her talent or her face?
Look, it's the yes. Little
shop of horrors. Feed
me! Audrey too.
Aha! Oh.
Goddamn cockroaches.
Look behind you. Damn it, I knew it. I knew Aunt Maggie was going to commit suicide. I knew she was going to hit herself in the face with a hammer and jump out a window. Onto a truck.
Hope that guy had insurance.
Not in that part of town. Thank you. Love you. We'll see you all tomorrow. That's odd.
Oh my god, what happened? This is my home.
What happened? Was it the doll? I knew it.
I liked how no one stopped her.
Yeah.
Like, as if they already knew
she
lived there.
Yeah, she just ran past the crime tape. No one let her go through.
Telling everyone to stand back, but the crazy blonde running is okay.
That's okay, porn stash stopped her. The cop just sitting on the couch reading the newspaper.
Well, yeah, it's good police reporting, you know?
I need this for my report later. What was on the headlines?
See, look at the creepy clown thing behind her.
Yeah, the little
that
pop-up.
That thing creeps me out more than Jackie.
Oh, yeah. That's totally an homage to, like, Poltergeist, too.
Oh, I know.
I'm Prince Humperdinck. I'm leading the investigation.
I'm trying to find Princess Buttercup.
Have you seen the Six-Fingered Man?
I know that you know that I haven't.
Tell me, have you studied fencing? Ever seen a grown man naked? So,
I plead the fifth.
You want to go out? What if I said, as you wish?
Here, let me just catch
you. Are
you
Sicilian?
Not by a long shot. She's blonde.
Do you like rhyming? Because I know a giant who's great at rhyming. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Princess Bride jokes. You have tiny feet. I'm not implying, I'm saying straight out, your fucking kid killed your friend. Punch him.
So what I'm saying is a midget came in here and attacked her.
Some guy came in, punched the kid in the face. This is some terrible detective work here.
Chucky says he's gotta go potty.
PJ sneakers. Okay, seriously, that kid's foot is way bigger than the footprint that was in the flower.
You go and you stay there, goddammit.
Mommy will come and beat you later. It's a pretty nice alcove for the stove there. Chicago's got some nice apartments. Maybe we should think about moving.
You would freak your ass off.
No, I lived in Montana. I was fine.
I was going to say, being that, you know, there was a death in that one, it might be available now.
And for
cheap.
You should check the obituaries. That's how they find apartments in New York.
Yeah. Just wait around here.
I love it. Everyone out. Let's go. No one thinks to fix the cold window.
Nope. Just put some cardboard in it. It's fine. Chucky, did you push out Aunt Maggie? Because... again, flower on the kid. I'm too tired.
And if you look at
notice.
The kid's foot, it's obviously not his.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way
the
too.
The kid's big. A better detective than
the detective is.
Chucky, why do you have flour on your shoes?
Is that cocaine, Chucky? Mommy says not to get in the. Who? Could have taken, you could have shown him.
Yeah.
No one even stops to like. So we're on for Thursday, right? And there's Porn Stash. Look at that mustache. That's a glorious mustache.
How many Harleys do you think he had to chest out?
None. None.
Goes right along with the bald spot he has.
Yeah. That's where
well,
he
that's
got the mustache
hair came from.
And the fabulous comb over.
80s!
Gotta love them. Oh, wait. Have we seen any leg warmers yet?
This is past leg warmers.
Yeah. I bet you 100 to 1 at some point.
But this was all about the wool overcoat and the
horrible
Coogee
sweater.
Sweaters and what if the kid was talking? What if Chucky was on the counter? That would be weird.
Every good mom investigator knows. Chucky.
I'm sorry, every time that kid talks, I just want to beat him to death. He's so adorable.
The doll or the kid?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. They're pretty much interchangeable at this point.
They really are.
Just dye both their hairs the same color and you've got it good. Dude, check out his dinosaur wall.
Do you think it was poignant that Chucky, the doll, is a redhead?
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
The filmmakers were trying to say gingers have no souls.
What are you saying, really?
I think I just said it. Are you unable to hear me?
I try not to, actually.
You and everyone else.
There's a theme to that. Okay, who's
Making it up!
Who's kind of jealous of the dinosaur wall, though, seriously?
Shake him. Shake him like a nanny.
Yes, but look at the bottom of his shoes, you crazy ass bitch.
I
can rip his head off and put it back on. He'll never know.
This is on here really good. It's not coming off. Did you put jam in Chucky? You know, one day I'm going to get rid of you and get some kids who listen to me.
Yeah, but then the one still gets pregnant and everything else and never goes well.
One of them's going to become a famous actress, and one of them's going to try and be a country singer but not do very well, and I'm going to marry a preacher who turns out has kind of a sex scandal thing, and my life's going to be great. You just wait. And then my youngest daughter's just going to disappear.
Just patting you on the back.
How is no one creeped out with this?
I would not.
No.
Hell no. That thing would not be coming in the house.
My damn Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah.
The scene in this toy store where they're all lined, all the boxes are lined up. Have you seen the pranks they've been doing like that? They've got a bunch of midgets in the boxes, and people walk by, and all of a sudden the boxes open up, and the midgets run out at them.
Did you see that prank that was? It was on YouTube. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right before the new Terminator came out, he went to the Wax Museum in Hollywood. And stood where the doll, people would come up to take pictures, and then he, like, you know, he's posing. And then he's like, they take a picture, he's like, let me take one, and freak people out. Yeah, because there's nothing weird about that.
Oh, well, it's show and tell.
Chucky isn't real, I know. You beat it out of me. Please don't hit me again. I'm tired of telling people I fell.
Anybody else look at that?
Oh,
go,
look
at
another kid.
Anybody else?
Oh, there must be a club.
See that kid's outfit and the first thing that pops to your mind. I can't put my arms down.
Hey, guys, wait up.
Yeah, but see, he can actually move both arms.
Yeah.
And he's in a little skate artist. Nice.
I bet you that doll was a pain in the ass for that kid to carry around.
They must have had to make it super light, too, because there's no way that kid could carry that much.
In order to carry that one around, he must have been...
Well, that's
probably, I just like how his hair is, like, every which way but the right way.
That's probably, like, the stunt one.
They should
have,
yeah.
You know, carrying,
just stuffed in,
you know,
and there's nothing.
You know they had, like, all kinds of ones, like, because
Well, because they had the one that has the talk and the ones that are stuffed. And
there's, like, 50,000 different Chucky dolls for this movie. Because they all have to do different stuff.
And I like how he's...
A 9-year-old on the subway by himself, and nobody's saying
necking
a
doll
thing to him.
Talking to a doll.
You're choking me, kid! Meanwhile, where Candyman was filmed...
Yeah, right?
This is in the same town as where Candyman took place. There's the building.
Yep.
And there's Candyman.
I like how the kid looks confused.
None of them think it's weird. They're too busy
scrounging. You're looking at like homeless people and streets. None of them give a shit.
Yeah, but how many of them wouldn't rate him?
They would all
know
that doll's worth something and say, okay, kid, that's mine.
That's mine. I'm taking that now.
Which, you know, if I was at this point, I'd be like, yeah, it's all yours.
This movie came out, what, 4 or 5 years before Candyman? So someone probably watched this and went, you know what would be great? Instead of a doll, let's get a black guy with a hook.
I have to tinkle? Is that what he just said?
Yeah. That's where I like got the phrase from.
That's going to be like a 20-minute process.
Okay, no, did you guys see how his hair was all puffed out and the next scene it's perfectly combed?
Bye, Chucky is gone.
Chucky's gone fishing.
Arriba, arriba. Andale.
I know, this doll was really fast for not being able to do anything.
Someone thinks she's a cowboy.
Oh, look, rats.
Dead rats. Okay, why did the bowl move? There was no reason for that.
Because it's a special effect that everybody loves.
Oh, look, let's turn the gas on.
Okay, even still, that effect of the doll hand clenching,
moving,
still pretty good. This is a pretty brutal death, too.
How does he blow out the pilot light when he doesn't even have frickin' lungs?
Well, you remember, that's the whole thing, is Chucky doesn't realize at the time, but he's becoming human. So he finds that out later when he gets shot. That is seriously a Wild West gun.
My personal favorite is he's killing him because, well, the stupid asshole left him to die.
You don't cross Chucky.
He wasn't Chucky back then, though.
No, he was.
That's his name?
That's in his file. His name is Charles Lee Ray, and everyone calls him Chucky.
Well, that's disturbing.
And that's what finally gets the fucking detective on it. It's like, hey, that's weird. The doll's name is Chucky, and the guy we were chasing, maybe I should look
into this.
It just
takes him, like, you know, what, 60 minutes of the movie to figure it out?
Gunshots.
And the kid goes running.
Right?
Chucky's in trouble. Chucky doesn't deserve that kid.
Chucky. Jesus.
You know what's funny is, like, that guy's watching this kid yell for Chucky. He's probably thinking he's looking for his dog or something.
Not the doll from hell.
And the guy doesn't think, Chucky.
That's odd. Peculiar. No, nothing like that.
Go ahead. You guys smell gas?
Sorry, that was the burrito. Chucky.
That kid is awfully close to this house when it explodes.
For an explosion like that, too.
Yeah.
Which,
burning down the house.
I've never seen
that's
brick.
That's pretty impressive for just a stove.
Let alone the fact that the house is brick.
And now the kid's in jail again.
God damn it. Detective, good to see you again. I'm not going to be able to make our date tonight.
What are you telling me?
So apparently your kid skipped school, got on a subway with no money, went to the worst part of town, filled with thieves, murderers, child rapists, and was left completely alone, and then set fire to someone's house. Chucky's got to be sitting there listening to it, just going, shut up, kid.
Well, no. It's not like they believe him, so it's all good.
Ah, reel to reel.
Oh, yeah.
The height of 80s technology.
And the death of my ever-elusive fingertips when we had to cut it. Oh,
yeah. How many times did you cut it? Because I only ever did it once.
I don't know. I made you do it.
No, I did it the one time for myself, and then everything else was done on Pro Tools.
Well, yeah, he only made us do it the one time.
One angle, Chucky looks stoned. The next one, he just looks perfectly happy.
We call that stoner cab.
bed, you little asshole.
Burn the doll! Can we just burn the doll? Oh, I know that guy. I just can't think of where, other than this movie, where he's from.
Home Alone with the Chucky doll. Dun, 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 dun.
Cue horn music.
It's about time I had a real doll.
He said I should try something the size of a baby's arm. Chucky, fist me.
That's a sex move, the Chucky fist. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to stay for the rest of this?
It costs you about $150 on Burnside.
I'm thinking I'm good. I'm
in Vegas, it runs about $3,000.
Has anyone else noticed that when it talks to her, it purposely looks at her, like, it actually has to look up at her? Mm-hmm. Creepy-ass fucking doll.
It's programmed that way.
Chucky's thinking, oh, I'm getting a striptease.
Before there was motion sensors.
Watch the doll. Watch the doll. Doesn't his head turn or something? That's an exercise for that doll, to just sit still.
And it's gone.
Uh-oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Chucky's over there. Damn it.
Batteries included.
It's not for the doll. Oh, she was cold.
Somebody forgot to put his suppositories in.
This is one of my favorite scenes in this movie. He looks so, like, guilty. Hey, you're getting a little, hey, that's my personal space.
You're touching my no-no zone.
Touchy-feely?
The doll just rolls under the couch.
How many couches actually set that high?
None.
Exactly.
That's a special couch.
Chucky? I'm sorry. Can we try this again? He just reaches out and pokes her eye. Don't look in here.
This is my hidey place.
This is my safe zone. Can't come in. Ugh!
Don't
stop
touch
it.
Me there.
James, you should dress up as Chucky for Halloween.
The world's tallest and fattest Chucky.
I highly doubt that. I'm sure we could YouTube some more.
Obesious Chucky.
Well, there's that costume I found last night.
Yeah.
Sexy
they
Chucky.
They actually have a sexy Chucky.
Oh, yeah.
Chucky.
They've got sexy Jason and sexy... Yes. Dude,
wrong.
Did he get thrown in the dryer? What's with his hair? No. Uh-oh. Do you hear him?
The cat?
Ambush kitty.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to use her flu powder.
Diagonally.
You pissed the doll off.
Grown in size.
Yeah. Well anger makes him bigger.
Close.
Let me fill you up. Come on. Just a peek. Let me see a nipple.
Jesus, look at that face.
creepy doll.
Panty shot.
Glad you said it.
Help me! Help me!
Damn it! I locked my keys inside. No, you don't, Chucky. She should have jumped off the top of the elevator and wrote it down.
Stop that elevator!
My kid's doll's getting away.
And he's not in there.
It's a good thing she's in such good shape.
Yeah, those heels.
Let alone, she can run in boots.
And those heels don't slow her down one damn bit.
Not a bit.
Damn it, I missed the elevator again. I knew I should have tried the Thighmaster.
I will rip your battery cover right off your back. Look, it's snowing. Just follow the tiny footprints. He's freaking quick because he got out the doors and they were closed.
Yeah, not even moving.
Yes. Ooh, the Midas touch.
Ooh, look, they're at a brake sale.
Brake sale. Taxi.
And looking at that, the prices really haven't changed.
Okay. How much Coke did you have? Do you believe in weird shit like dolls alive? You're drunk.
Would you like to?
He's got really red lips. Look, I just interrogated a transgender prostitute, and she kissed me a lot. That's the smallest bite ever, and it's infected. CJ, does this look infected to you?
Not yet. Keep looking it.
I work there. Why not?
And what you're doing is just standing there yelling at the taxi as it drives away. Hello.
Hello.
Inconceivable.
Tonight's comedy sniper.
Psst, buddy, have you seen a doll?
Excuse me, do you know a guy who goes by the name of Dirty Pete? How about Steak Knife? Do you know a Steak Knife?
I'm looking for a Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, Sanchez, yeah. She's got to stop smoking.
Yeah, for a smoker, though, she's in fabulous shape. She ran those stairs better than anybody else.
Well, when you smoke crack, it really...
I like how the guy on the wheelchair going the opposite way has a bag that says onions on it, but it's full of cans.
Well, you know, you use what you can get.
Did it say onions? It looked like a freaking potato sack.
Does anyone here know a rusty trombone? Are you okay, honey? If I show the rusty trombone, is that okay? Nope.
Nobody wants to see that. Keep it in your pants.
She finally found him. Whistling Pete. Was it just yesterday she bought it? A lot of shit's happened in a day.
Let's see. She left her job, bought it, went back to work, then took the kid home, gave it to him, then went back to work. The aunt died, and then the kid left the next morning from school. So, yeah, all in one day.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm going to take you right here. Yeah.
Just like I took Jodie Foster. No, it's okay. We don't like parties.
We already have
those are some of the best dressed homeless people I've ever seen.
I personally think they should have just asked for a bag of marshmallows. I mean, look at the bonfire they had.
It's a nice bonfire.
It would have been perfect for marshmallows.
do not
know. And sweaty balls.
I know that toy store.
I set that toy store on fire.
Step in the fire.
Nothing.
Ball.
No, he said that and you freaked out. Tell me. No, it's nothing.
Tell. Well, this
you
one
don't
time
have
at
a
band
son.
Camp.
Look, things got weird. We had a little too much to drink. Someone had a good guy doll. We all promised not to talk about it. Well, the lightning killed him. Because it was none of your damn business.
I didn't know that turned you on. Hell, I've shot 20 guys.
All with this gun. You want to hold it?
The ones didn't like the gun. Well, yeah, I shot them with something else.
I gave them the nightstick. Just so you know, nightstick is what I call my penis.
Thank you for prophesying that. I was a little concerned that you might be talking about your foot.
I know. There was some weird-ass chanting the night the lightning hit.
I know everything. I'm just not going to tell you because I want you to keep coming back to me.
And then Buttercup left me, and Wesley showed up.
And then it was the Dread Pirate Robert. I'm sorry, I promised I wouldn't do this. Get out.
Where are you going? I'm going to get a hooker. What else would I do at this time of night?
That's it. I'm getting out of the car.
You can sleep in the damn thing.
Get out of my car.
Apparently she doesn't know how door locks work.
Well, that one had a child lock. She couldn't get out.
Emphasis on loose.
I'm a loose end.
Did
Come
she
on,
say
put
she
it
was a loose end or that she was loose? I'm confused.
Well, considering...
She said she was a loose end, but she put the emphasis on loose.
Okay. I was going to say, considering what her next show, she had how many kids, I would say she's loose.
That's disturbing.
Oh, hello, hello. I found your keys.
Is that right up there with me throwing voices at a strip joint?
It's dark in here.
I wish I could throw my voice like that. It's fucking hilarious.
No change!
No change, please!
Sorry.
No
it's
problem.
Stuck on my shoe thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The great
I'm still
music
on this
the...
case. I really need to. I want to work on the Candyman case.
Is he listening to porn on the radio?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They never look in the back. Aha! Jumper cables!
Yeah, and he just happens to stomp. Stomp the gas, yeah.
He's still driving fairly well. Well, not anymore.
Up until that point.
I've seen worse drivers.
Because he hardly did any damage. And he did not
How
point
far
his toes.
Apart are those pedals that he can't hit the brake?
Why is he trying for the cigarette lighter?
Why didn't he go for the nose?
Or an eyeball?
Yeah.
Was a scene where in Ghost.
Whoa! Hey! I didn't ask for the pointy seats. Again, why does he hit the fucking brake?
Because then it wouldn't be a movie.
Duh!
Put it in brake. Hit the brake. Put it in park. Get out of the
These phone. Are my best
yeah,
corduroys!
Now exactly, how exactly is he actually driving or still keeping any speed whatsoever, considering neither of the...
Both feet are on the dashboard. Yeah. Well, there's a guy... That, it was one of the really nice... what is that, a Chrysler?
Just came off.
He just pushed his ass.
And got the pedal, yeah.
Doesn't the car have an e-brake?
Yeah.
Nope. It has a little red button.
Oh, so it has ejector seats. Nice.
A doll ejector seat. And what did it hit to flip?
Some random container truck sitting
the
there.
The worst Ford ever.
Yeah.
The Ford Flipper.
Hey, that's not a Pinto.
At what point do you just get out of the fucking car because you know there's a psychotic little doll?
He left his Michael Myers edition knife.
God, this guy has horrible shooting abilities.
Most cops do.
You can't hurt me after you just got burnt by the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, get out of the goddamn car, you moron.
You're wasting your ammo.
He is not somebody I want on a zombie survival ability.
No.
I don't think Prince Humperdinck's ever on those lists, though.
Not usually.
Wet Willy!
That would have been great! Chucky just reaches in. And then he died. He's like, oh!
I mean, come on, let's face it. That would totally fuck with someone's head.
Oh, right in the stuffing. It would have been great if he shot him in the ass again. Damn it, that's twice!
And that's 7 shots out of a 6-shot revolver without reloading.
That was when they had the custom 7 shots back in the 80s. Someone's got a doll fetish.
And more. I wonder where you get that.
This looks exactly like some of the painting on the walls that was in Candyman. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like it was the same artist?
It's also some of the same artwork that they have at local McMiniman restaurants these days.
Well, I won't be eating at McMiniman's anymore.
Come on, tell me it doesn't look like some of the shit there.
I'd like the Chucky Candyman platter, please. Served by a voodoo priest. See, this means fertility, right? It's Chaka Khan.
Or Chaka like Khan. The one voodoo Chaka guy Khan. From James Bond. We're just throwing a shit ton of movies into this one.
Dambala.
Here, let me just...
Behind you!
God, she supposed to be the most oblivious person in the world.
She's, yeah. She kind of deserves to be killed, but she lives. It's really weird, because in the second one, Andy gets sent off to a foster home.
Yeah.
Like, so apparently she couldn't take care of her son. And then he goes to military school. Because screw the foster system. It's the same guy. Let's see, time for tea. I think I'll get some sleepy time.
And he has fancier teacups than I do.
Wonder if he's going to put some I Am Nude in there. I think I've got to stop smoking reefer. His painted eyebrows have become real. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, you also notice that his eyes are a light blue now and not like that creepy sky paint blue.
How much fun would it have been to work on that doll, or work the doll? Like, be one of the engineers running it? Let's make him flip off the camera. The Chucky effects still hold up, though, don't they?
Yeah.
and turned it into plastic.
And you'll have to be stopped.
I made a doll of my own. Oh, I would love one of those dolls. There's a few people whose legs I'd like to break. How about now?
Nice plastic knife.
It's from the Good Guys collection. It's a good guy homicidal psychopath knife.
I didn't know they came with that accessory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought you had to pay extra.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo! I get to go through puberty again. Oh,
I know,
shit.
Why is he so excited about that? Seriously.
I don't think he's really thought this through. Oh, that hurt. Meanwhile, at Lake Erie.
Meanwhile, back at the Batcave.
Detective Humperdinck and, I don't know her name from Seventh Heaven.
I don't know.
Wasn't it like Maggie?
Something like that.
I thought Maggie was the youngest daughter.
No, Ruthie was the
youngest.
Ruthie
was the youngest.
Yes, I've managed to stay alive with all my blood out on the floor already.
It's not blood. I drink a lot of cherry sauce. Do you like to play the bongos? Hold me. Kiss me. Lick me like you've never licked a man before. And somehow he's managed not to drip any blood on her coat.
And now that I've told you all my secrets, I must pass.
Of course.
It's time for me to become one with the Force. Apparently there's no windows in this asylum. Just bars. Turtlenecks.
Well, at least he's not finally dressed like Chucky.
Well.
Hey, it could be the smock Dickie. Thing like Hollywood's wears.
Yeah.
It's because he's outside. Okay, I'll get
Does
you some medication.
Does he kind of look like a really messed up version of Gary Busey to you?
Yeah.
You mean like a sane version of Gary Busey?
I was going to say a normal.
Well, which would be messed up to the rest of us.
I don't want to die. I'm only 6 years old. Hey, Baldy. See a phone. Keys, and some sort of unexplainable stain.
I was gonna say in the middle of, yeah.
Don't run a black light over that. You won't like it.
Less is more.
Ha ha! Achievement unlocked. Literally.
Let me get my accessory knife here. Do 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 do.
It's obviously like a kid or something wearing a mask. Ha ha! Take that pillow!
It's where Wee Man got his start.
When he was Weenie
Shut
Man.
Shut the damn door, kid.
Ha ha! I have the keys now. Running, running, running. I'm running through here.
And I'm nowhere near as fast as Chucky.
Well, Chucky's got roller skates. Ha ha! They'll never see me under the sheet. That I'm keeping above my head.
Well, that's not good. Come on, kid. Don't you like it when we roughhouse?
Oh, look at all the scalpels.
Mom said never play with anything sharp.
I choose you.
Pikachu.
Scalpel, I choose you.
Does anyone else see, like, the severity, bad idea of this?
Very bad idea.
The kid can't stay on his feet, yet he's holding a scalpel.
Well, at least he's smart enough to keep his back to the wall, so... No, I need it! Damn it!
No, seriously, does he not remind you of a...
As soon as I knock you out.
Oh, look. I choose you now.
Take off your glasses. Now you can't see. Oh, right in the back of the knee. Ugh.
That's gotta hurt.
Clear!
Join the dark side. It's like the toast you like.
This kid has a problem with standing up.
Yeah.
He's really uncoordinated for a six-year-old. Has anyone seen my kid? Mustache. This is the best buddy cop movie ever. Detective Humperdinck and Detective Mustache. Time to take your pills. Is she looking for a replacement kid for her son?
Well, you know, the son didn't work out so well. I mean,
well, she wanted someone more coordinated. Do you like ballet? I could do your hair. Is that Nathan Fillion in the background? Or Sean Bean? He'll never find me at home. I'm just going to build a fort.
See,
the kid knows to take the rug out.
At least
Rosebud.
Attempting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this scene. I totally forgot about this scene. What an ugly doll. Well, barricade that door, too.
No, no, we've got to do
circles.
A couple of circles.
In the closet where I can't run from anything.
Because it worked in Halloween.
Does that look like Bunsen Baker to you?
Yeah.
Like the Taiwanese version of Bunsen and Baker.
Oh, look,
his
super head.
Ginormous head. Wasn't that car on his headboard?
I don't know, but ooh, look, a bat.
I saw a pogo stick.
He's going to grab the plastic gun.
I hate this toy. Let's see, where's my sword? That'll work. No. You should have tested it out on another doll.
Really? He's coming in through the fireplace?
Santa Claus is coming through the fireplace.
So the question is he a right-handed batter, a left-handed batter, or is he a switch hitter?
I think he started right-handed but became a switch hitter as he grew up. Wait, are we talking baseball? Or?
You would think they would have made the knife a little better looking than that.
No, it's from the
80s. It's supposed to be like a ceremonial voodoo knife.
Yeah, but it doesn't even look like a real knife.
It's the 80s. Nothing looked real.
Nothing looked real.
That bat looks like it's going to snap, just like with not even
it
a good
like
hit.
It looks like it's made out of hot dogs.
He let
one
it go.
Swing and he drops it.
Well, we've proven he's uncoordinated. And Chucky's going bald.
Seriously, how many more times is this kid going to fucking fall?
Well, his hairstyle's starting to go to like it was before he died. If you notice, the hairline's getting further and further
back.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it's starting to grow longer.
Throw Chucky in the dishwasher. Don't fall.
Ooh.
Oh.
Better up.
That kid's got a really soft skull.
Well, he's not old enough to have that soft spot completely gone yet.
Yeah. Chucky hit the
sweet
like soft spot.
I like how she is like a better detective than the detective. Mm-hmm. And we roll.
A mum shiba.
And blah, 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 blah. Faster. You're not going to get there in time.
This is where J.K. Rowling got all the spells for Harry Potter. Expecto Patronum. Wingardium Leviosa. Avada Kedavra.
Hakuna Matata.
Come on.
Hey!
Is anyone else waiting for the kid to sneeze?
Yeah. Sneeze or Chucky to just shove a finger up.
I got you.
What, Willie?
His signature move.
Did he just say Quasimodo?
Yeah. If you listen very carefully, he names all the Disney princesses. You want a neck? No, they just toss the doll around. That's so stupid.
The thing again?
Oh. At least it wasn't the Achilles.
I would have punted the fucking thing.
Punted and jumped on until it...
Mm-hmm.
Take this.
Take this.
I don't know how to use this.
How do I use this?
Mommy, I was dreaming of lions.
And tigers and bears. Oh,
oh
my.
And for some reason, a castle in Scotland.
Does anyone else notice that everything is immaculate, even though they just had a chase scene through this house?
Well, yeah. The kid didn't do anything.
Didn't touch anything.
I know, but still.
The kid's six. He doesn't think to, you know, throw the
TV in
the way.
The kid also can't walk, so something clearly had to have fallen somewhere.
Yeah, look under the bed, because that's where the killer always hides.
But not the closet thing
behind
you.
Yeah, don't check the fucking bureau behind you. No, that's...
Yeah. Surprise!
He just comes up and fists in the air. Oh my god, he shoves the bat in his ass.
Oh, it's now not only dolls, but Muppets.
Oh, right in his knee. That was a very awkward... Here, have the gun. Oh, now we know where the kid gets it from. Chucky just wants a little of your time.
I'm going to hump you.
I'm going to cook you. I'm going to eat you.
Until he pulls a knife out and shoves it through the screen.
Why don't these things lock? She just lost the ceremonial candle. Look, Andy, I know I told you not to play with matches. But
right now would be the perfect time.
Right now would be a good time.
No, Mommy.
My Mommy, no.
I love Chucky.
And you can see the hand up in Chucky's ass.
I know.
Really, yeah, that kid became
original,
a psychopath right there.
The
this
original
is the end, Chucky. It burns. It burns.
And nothing in the furniture catches fire. Yeah.
Well, that's the asbestos collection from Sears.
That's that flame retardant covering your grandmother put over.
From like 1971, because everything caught fire back then.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay, but didn't they say they had to kill him by stabbing him in the heart or something?
Yeah,
it's not done yet.
I'm just saying. Wouldn't that just be like...
But they're not thinking of that.
It would be.
It can't be over yet. It would ruin the movie.
Oh, that looks like Jell-O.
Yeah, that's on the front of his leg. He got stabbed in the back.
It's a through and through. I've got such a headache.
Chucky's gone.
Mommy.
I'm going to whisper this in the other room so nobody can hear me.
I know.
Classic.
On the plus side, this time he actually fell for a purpose.
Mommy. And he's
creepy midget.
Now he's twice the size.
Chucky on steroids. At least for 10 minutes.
Oh, look, that's where Freddy's claw came about.
Yeah. There's a lot of horror movie homages in here, I think. If you, like, really watch. Well, they really make those good guy knives strong. Chuck, if you think about it, Chucky's kind of taking on like a Freddy look with the melted face.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a Shining moment with him stabbing through.
Back to the other door.
Come play with us. She locked that door, though.
Not well, apparently.
Wait, throw him in the tub, put water on him.
I'm melting.
Help me.
I like how all of a sudden she got a gun and it's working again.
Well, the detective fixed it.
Oh, well, yeah.
While he was bleeding
just
out.
Just before he passed back out.
The head's off and the doll keeps coming. I love it.
It's like Robot Chicken.
There goes the arm.
Still coming.
So this is how you do target practice, huh?
And she actually has better aim than the detective.
At that point, why don't you just go up, flip the doll over, put the gun point blank in the heart, and kill it?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she thinks she's doing it.
Oh, she grabbed the detective's gun, that's why.
Yeah.
The 7-shooter.
Which he still hasn't reloaded.
Well, back when he was cutting the grass with swords, he got the magical never-ending gun.
From Magical Max? Or no, Miracle Max.
Miracle Max. Hey. I just came to give you a mustache.
It's a gay Nicolas Cage.
I came to give you mustache ride. Did you say I got a hot dog with multiple stab wounds?
It's oozing cheese.
Cheese dog.
I will kick your ass and take that mustache and rip it off your face.
Hair by hair.
With tweezers.
Yeah, I got my kid one of these dolls.
What part of don't you touch it do you not understand?
Touchy, touchy.
You touched it.
The doll bites his finger. The doll looks pretty sinister. Look at his look. Andy's look is so great. Mom, he touched it. Ow, 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 ow. That's the sneakiest fucking doll ever. I'll get him. Stop moving. Is it just me or do you want the head to like reattach to the body?
Kind of, yeah. I'm waiting for it.
I'm waiting for it to happen.
Like, you know.
Tendrils come out and grab the head.
Right?
Yeah, because I clearly couldn't do that before.
When I was a foot away.
Yeah, but with his aim, he can't do it either.
It was a lucky shot.
Now do you believe us, Porn Stash? Do you? No?
I always wanted him to flip them all off. His last movie just gives the finger. Is it dead now? I love the voice going back to the original. No.
Told you not.
Picked a hell of a day to stop sniffing glue.
And somehow he's magically bandaged in the process of this.
Well, and here's the funny thing. The wound keeps getting higher and higher.
I know, because he was...
It was on his calf, and then it's around his thigh.
Just want you to know that we're all behind you, and don't call me Shirley.
You ever seen a grown man naked? Touch the doll. Touch the doll. Mommy, can we go buy a chainsaw?
How about a machete? I like a machete.
Yeah.
I want to go to camp.
I have a sudden interest in hockey.
How did that kid not grow up to become a psychopath?
Well, that's... I think that was the whole thing for the two movies that followed was him trying to get over that. And every time he thinks he's going to, Chucky shows back
Doctor
up.
Dr. Death. That's a nice name.
Dr. Death.
Chucky Puppeteers. There was a lot of hands up his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Friendly Chucky. Chucky. Walkabout Chucky.
Kids in animated commercials.
Mike's car stunts.
Which were ever so cheesy.
And the credits are over.
Just about.
But we have some lovely music to watch.
Yeah, some really creepy music. Yeah, you know, this movie is very much of its time, but it's still, like, parts of it hold up. I'd like to see them they had talked about rebooting Child's Play for a while, but they... haven't done it. They just put out a Curse of Chucky movie.
Yeah. Like, doesn't he even... He's the one that has, like, the Bride of Chucky, right? And then gets
Chucky,
married.
Yeah. Seed of Chucky, where she gets pregnant.
Yeah, and then the newest one is Curse of Chucky, which I haven't seen, but I think it's supposed to kind of be a reboot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I haven't seen it, so I don't know for sure, but...
Yeah, it's basically passing on keeping it going.
Yeah. Mm. I think
in the Seed of Chucky, does that one doll get pregnant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two dolls fuck, one gets pregnant.
Well, the two dolls fuck in Bride of Chucky. Doll sex. It's really creepy.
Jennifer Tilly. Because
in general, it's not any other way.
Well, there's no sex like doll sex.
It kind of looks like an
says
episode
the man
of Robot
who has
Chicken.
Enough action
it
figures.
It really does. It's like,
yeah.
It's one of the weirdest Chucky movies there is, but Jennifer Tilly's in it. She, like, gets... all the Chucky parts that, because Child's Play 3, he gets blown up.
Right.
Somehow she gets all the parts, sews them back together, then brings him back to life.
Right.
Because she's supposedly Chucky's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
then he turns her into a doll.
He turns her into
so
a doll.
So that's how she becomes a doll.
Yeah. And then they find a couple of kids that they're going to inevitably switch bodies with.
Right.
So they can be real again. And in the process,
right, because they want to go through puberty all over again.
No, these kids are through. They're like teenagers. They're like 18, 19. Because they're like,
yeah.
I think the premise is they want to get married or something like that. So they run away together, and Chucky and I forget the chick's name find him. But like, yeah, they kill this couple in a hotel room. They get all hot and bothered and have doll sex, and it's really weird because the Jennifer Tilly doll looks brand new. But Chucky's all sewn together, and clearly it's not done well because, like, when he's back to life, there's, like, muscles showing through. And there's a scene, and the most memorable scene is these two plastic doll faces with real tongues. It's pretty god-awful.
It's bad.
Oh, Lord. I am so glad that I never actually watched any more than this.
Yeah.
Because this is...
No, this was a good film, and I think the second one was pretty decent. The third one had good parts in it, but it was like
the first
starting to get old. But when we got to...
After three, it just went downhill.
Yeah. So I haven't seen Curse of Chucky.
I
don't know
kitty
if it's
again.
Good or not. I kind of want to watch it, but I'm just like so done with the Child's Play... The whole Chucky thing. Chucky, I think they wanted Chucky to be in the same... They wanted you to say Chucky in the same breath as, like, Freddy and Jason and stuff. And you just... He was a joke.
So this is kind of like what Freddy versus Jason was like.
Well, they wanted a legitimate... Because I think... Because MGM did this, and they wanted... Paramount had Jason, and New Line had Freddy. And I'm not sure who had... Leatherface, but those were the top three, and this was at the height of like the 80s horror boom.
Yeah.
Because right around 91, I think horror movies kind of really, well, they dropped, but they took like a left turn for like more comedy type stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't come back until like the mid to late 90s with movies like Saw and stuff like that, were, you know, really strong horror movies. So
twisted fucking things. Holy shit.
But, I think they were trying to set up, and it was kind of original, but it also followed, like, this was a year or two after Serpent in the Rainbow, which was, like, that big voodoo movie, and this obviously has major elements of, you know, voodoo, so they were trying to get their own Freddy or Jason. I think they were aiming more for a Freddy type, because at this point, Freddy was really, like, the comedian killer.
Yeah. Well, come on, he had some...
Yeah, but, and I've had this argument with a lot of people. I think the first two Nightmare on Elm Streets were the best, because with Freddy being more of a sinister presence than a comedian.
Yeah, the further it got in, the more comedic it got.
Yeah, and I think that was a disservice, and that's why I like the reboot with Jackie Earle Haley. Oh, he'll find it later. Probably tomorrow.
What?
We'll tell you later.
It's just hair gel.
If you say so.
I think I ended it with, we'll tell you later.
Yeah, I think so.
Coming up apart.
Yes, that's why I was...
Yeah, those headphones are...